This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The caveat as we begin this program today is that one or even two data points do not a trend make. The topic at hand is, of course, inflation, the latest reading of which we got this morning. Consumer prices were up 5% in May over a year ago, the biggest 12-month increase since 2008. That's the headline number, of course. Up a little more than 0.5% April to May this year. That is month to month. The reason that caveat is important is that we just don't know whether what we're seeing in inflation now and what we saw, to be clear, last month is what we're going to be seeing in 6 months from now or a year. That's the whole is it transitory debate we've been telling you about. About all we can do right now is read the tea leaves, and that is the assignment Marketplace's Justin Ho got today. Focus, food.
Food prices jumped about 0.5% in May, mostly because of meat, poultry, fish, and eggs.
People want protein, so the demand side is there.
Glenn Tonser at Kansas State University has been researching consumers' expectations on what they'll pay for ribeye, ground beef, pork chops, and bacon. And he's found that consumers think prices will rise more, so they're loading up.
And that in itself is going to lead to some higher prices.
What's uncertain is whether prices are only rising because of short-term issues, like supply bottlenecks and the fact that things are reopening, or whether prices will keep rising. Economist Sarah House at Wells Fargo says, in general, food commodity prices tend to creep up gradually.
So that suggests that there is some staying power.
This is also happening while the food industry is paying higher wages to attract labor. As a result, House says,
both groceries and restaurants who work on very thin margins are going to have to raise prices further.
It's too early to say whether this will throw a wrench into the economic recovery, says George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group. He says there are reasons to think that food prices will stabilize in the long term.
When you see high prices for a long time, you tend to see farmers go out and plant a lot more.
Overall, Perks says it's unlikely that inflation will hit a point where policymakers need to step in. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.